Hello and welcome to the EVSC board meeting recap for July the 10th of 2023. There's a lot of good news to share, so let's dig right into that. You know, we had the 19th annual bike giveaway, and these bikes are given away recognizing students in summer school for their good attendance, for their citizenship, and for their overall outstanding effort. And this is a result of an ongoing partnership with Ivy Tech, with a lot of very generous donors, and is really headed up every year by Chris Kiefer, who is on our Board of School Trustees. Each student received a bike, a helmet, and a lock, and there were nearly 250 bikes given away. And as you can see on the screen, there were three adaptive bikes that were given out to students, and these are students that have some physical challenges and could not ride what we would call a regular bike without those adaptive features on those adaptive bikes. In addition, I think a lot of bikes were reserved for kids in foster care. So it's really, I think, just an outstanding program. And what was so exciting this year is that this year included the 4,000th bike to be given away in 19 years. So what an incredible event and really, really a community treasure. Moving on, we recently completed our summer school. We had 194 high school credits earned, and 10 additional students completed their requirements for graduation. We had over 1,200 elementary school students attend, and an additional 143 third grade students passed iRead this summer. Very proud of each and every one of them. In addition, we've talked about Alexia Smith several times. As you know, she's a Bossy High School grad. She was a state champion her junior year, a state champion her senior year, and now she adds being named as a SIAC Female Athlete of the Year. Quite an accomplishment, and we look forward to her continued accomplishments as she attends Purdue University next year. And last but certainly not least, this is the week where the students put all of their talents on display in the summer musical. This year, it is the musical The Addams Family that starts July the 13th and runs through the 16th at the Aiken Theater in the Old National Events Plaza. It is always a highlight of the summer, and I would encourage everyone to attend if you possibly can. So now let's go into the board agenda, and we'll start with consent items. Item 3.02, consideration allowance of payments of $10,500,489.49, and a very typical amount for this time of year. It included one pay for our employees as well as invoices. Item 3.03, consideration to approve purchase of items from extracurricular accounts. There was one request, and that was from West Harris Elementary to install an 8-foot by 20-foot River Rock Traverse wall package. We have several of our schools now that have the rock climbing walls, and our kids love it, and grateful for all of the individuals that contributed to the fundraiser to make that happen. Item 3.04, consideration to approve grant proposals. So we had two grant proposals that we asked for the board's approval of. The first being the Title I Basic School Grant. This is based on an application. It's not a competitive grant. It basically is derived through a formula of students within the district. And then the second grant is a bipartisan Safer Communities Act, Stronger Connections grant. So we did an analysis of schools that would be in the best position to qualify for this. And we're going to hopefully be able to receive this grant and then address chronic absenteeism. Moving on then to item 3.05, consideration to approve the renewal with Vector Solutions for Safe Schools. So this is the product that we use basically for online training modules for school employees. As you know, school employees are required to view certain videos for professional development, and this is a great tool that we use that keeps all of those PD videos in one site. And then moving on, kind of a companion piece, item 3.06, consideration to approve the renewal with Vector Solutions for TeachPoint. As you know, when teachers go to renew their license, they have to provide evidence of the professional development that they have participated in. And this basically is a great tracking device for our teachers to utilize. So it's all in one place, and it is very easy then to submit the requirements for license renewal. Item 3.07, consideration to approve the renewal with Riverside Insights. This is really what we are purchasing here is the COGAT assessment, which we use for identifying students in high ability in grades 2, 4, 7, as well as kindergarten. And the source of funding for this is the high ability grant through the Indiana Department of Education. Then the last item under consent was consideration to approve the 23-24 school rules. And there were really minor changes in the school rules this year, so our patrons can certainly click on that file and have a complete listing of the school rules for EVSC. Moving on then to item 4.01, personnel recommendations. And as I typically say, once again, you can click on the personnel recommendations and see the movement that we have within EVSC. And then we had one action item, and that was consideration to award the contract for the 2023 Bossie High School security camera project. And the board did approve that last night. That is a $294,000 expense for putting in new state-of-the-art cameras at Bossie High School. Frequent viewers and listeners to the podcast will know that we are doing this at all of our schools. The source of funding is the general obligation bond fund. We did not have anything under information. This time of year is typically we've already done so much to prepare for the summer. And in the middle of the summer, plans are well underway for school opening in basically a month. So this is really the lightest time that we have in the overall 52-week calendar for schools. We have many of our employees that are taking vacation either last week or this week, well-deserved vacation. So as we get closer to school, there will be more items that then come on our board agendas. But for right now, that is all we have on the agenda. The only thing that I had last night really for continuing business was just reminded the board and the audience that we are shifting to a new information system called PowerSchool, and we're in the middle of that shift right now. So just implored everyone to have a little bit of patience and really wanted to lift up the employees that are shepherding this process through. It is a monumental task, and we are looking forward to being able to utilize the services of PowerSchool, and we really do believe that our parents will greatly enjoy the new added features and the ease of use with PowerSchool. So that wraps this podcast for the EVSC board meeting of July the 10th, 2023. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.